In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What's always true? You are loved with an everlasting love by God, by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. You are eternally loved. You say, I don't feel that. I know that to be true. That's what the scriptures tell us. He does not tell us that he wants us to go to hell. He tells us that he wants us to be saved through the blood of Jesus, that he loves you. Do you know that today? I want to know it deeper. And it's not that I first decided to look for Jesus. He first decided to look for me. Oh yes, it all starts with God, not with us. God so loved the world, you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. What I'm doing today is I'm reading from the fifth Sunday of Easter, the beautiful readings the church gave us and the wonderful readings to preach on. From Acts 6, verse 1 to 7, as the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists, those are the Greeks, complained against the Hebrews, those are the Jews, these are Jewish believers, because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. The Greek widows who loved Jesus were being neglected in the daily distribution. The Jewish widows were getting more. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom." Now they're going to send 7 Greek men who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, whom you shall appoint to the task of waiting on tables. The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. I tell you how we need to know the scripture. It's very interesting that these 7 men were filled with the Holy Spirit, and the disciples laid hands upon them, and some of them aren't waiting on table. They're going and preaching, like Stephen, who dies outside the walls, and Philip, who converts the Ethiopian eunuch. I tell you, that Ethiopian eunuch brought the faith to Ethiopia. Oh yes, but it's all because of Philip, who preached the word of God to him. Who is preaching the word of God to us today? We need preachers, people that will not only speak words, but live the words they speak. Oh yes, I do it imperfectly, but I'm called to live the word I speak. I do it terribly imperfectly, but I do try to do it, to live and to speak the way I live. Let's look at the psalm response. Exalt you just in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With a 10-stringed lyre, chant his praises. Hallelujah. 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 Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. Do you know that? That the earth is full of the kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, those who reverence him, those who love him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Oh, yes. To deliver us from death, final death, that we would be with God when we die, in the name of Jesus, who shed his blood for us. Oh, yes, it's all about the blood. In baptism, we were immersed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and we are called to live that baptism out as children of God. Second reading is from 1 Peter 2, 4 through 9. Beloved. Isn't that beautiful? He addresses us, beloved. Beloved. Come to him who is he, Jesus, a living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a keystone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. A keystone is the middle stone of an arch that holds the whole arch together. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith. Do you have faith? By the grace of God, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he died for us. We believe that he was buried for us. We believe that he rose from the dead, and we believe he is coming in glory. Oh, yes. Therefore, its value for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the keystone, and the stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make people fall. Oh, yes. My faith is not in words. My faith in surrender to the Lord. Not that I have faith. People have said to me, I've got a lot of faith, but they've never surrendered their life to the Lord. I've got a lot of faith. I'm telling you, my faith is offer yourselves as living sacrifices of praise to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. But you, I'm talking to you, you are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light, that you would announce the praises of Jesus who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Remember what he said? I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. We look at John 14, 1 through 12. Jesus said to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, mansions. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? Do you know that Jesus ascended into heaven to prepare a place for those who love him and who love the Father and who love the Holy Spirit? That Jesus is preparing a place for us. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back again in glory and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Oh yes, I want to be where Jesus is. I can live without a lot of things, but I cannot live without Jesus. I want to be where Jesus is, at the right hand of the Father. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to Jesus, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, if Buddha is in heaven, it's through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the way it is. He is the way to God. He is the truth who expresses who God is. He is the life of the living Father. How we need Jesus. He is the only way to God. Oprah used to believe that. Now she says, there are many ways to God. No, only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves, the miracles. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me, whoever believes in Jesus, will do the works that I do, the miracles that he does, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And I want to tell you how many people preach that we, by the grace of God, can do the works of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus, and greater still. That's what he says, and that's what he means. Oh, it's not for the priests only, it's for you, that you would do the works of God, that you would do miracles, that you would do miracles that surpass the miracles that Jesus did on earth. Why? Because Jesus is with the Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Who preaches that? Not many people. Not many people preach that we are going to do the works of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, and even greater work than Jesus did through the power of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is with the Father. I'm looking at Acts 15, verse 22. Then the apostles and the elders, with the consent of the whole church, decided to choose men from among their members to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers, with the following letter. The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the believers of Gentile origin in Antioch, in Syria, in Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that certain people who have gone out from us, though with no instructions from us, have said things to disturb you. They were saying, in order to be a real Christian, you've got to be circumcised. No. And have unsettled your minds. We have decided unanimously to choose representatives and send them to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've risked their lives, and you know what? Finally, they die for the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you living for him? Never mind dying for him. Are you living for him? Am I living for Jesus? We are called to live our life for Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth, for it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us, the Spirit and the Church, say come, to impose on you no further burden of circumcision than these essentials, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what is strangled, and from fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will be doing well. Farewell. So they were sent off and went down to Antioch. When they gathered in the congregation together, they delivered the letter. The letter said, you don't need to be circumcised. You just need to follow the following things. Not to eat food offered to idols, and not to eat food that's been strangled, and not to eat food that are filled with blood. They delivered the letter, and when its members read it, they rejoiced at the exhortation. Judas and Silas were themselves prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the believers. Oh, we need prophetic people that will strengthen us, especially in the midst of the darkness that we are experiencing in the United States now. You know, I don't believe the governor is going to open up Massachusetts. I don't believe it. He's going to have us locked in again. We have destroyed the economy of the United States of America. And if we destroy the economy, who is going to feed the vast number of people? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. After they had been there for some time, they were sent off in peace by the believers to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, and there with many others they taught and proclaimed the word of the Lord. I wonder how many people teach and proclaim the word of the Lord. I wonder. I get letters from people that say, I never hear what you're saying. It's not said where I live. It's about time that we preach the word of God, because God loves people and he wants to save people. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, come, let us return and visit the believers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. So they're going to return to the cities where they preach the word of God to see how they are doing. And they're going to find out that some of them have gone astray, and they're going to preach to them again. Barnabas wanted to take with him John called Mark, but Paul decided not to take with him one who had deserted them in Pamphylia. Paul was angry with John Mark because John Mark did not go to Pamphylia with Paul and Barnabas. and had not accompanied them in the work. The disagreement became so sharp that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark, John Mark, with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and sent out the believers, commending him to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. You see, how do we strengthen the churches? Very easy. It's by preaching the Word of God and by celebrating the Eucharist. It's very easy to strengthen the believers. Oh, yes, because the believers, all of us, sometimes get lost and get wrapped up in the world and what the world is preaching. It's all about Jesus. It's not about what the world is preaching. Let me tell you this. Paul and Silas are going to preach the Word of God, and it's going to strengthen the churches. How we need people to preach the Word of God to strengthen us. Chapter 16 of Acts. Paul went on also to Derbe and Lystra. There was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer. Timothy's mother was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken by the believers in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and had him circumcised because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went from town to town, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and by the elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in numbers daily. Why? Because the Word of God was proclaimed to them. Why else? Because they did miracles. They did miracles. They did the miracles that Jesus did. You know, we need people to preach the Word of God and to show us through the signs and wonders that Jesus wants people to believe in Him who died on the cross and who rose from the dead. If they don't believe the Word of God, let them believe the blood that Jesus shed. If they don't believe the Word of God, let them believe because of the miracles that Jesus is doing through His church. Where are the miracles? There should be miracles in every place. Why? Because Jesus promised, "You shall do the things that I have done, and greater still, because I am going to the Father." Jesus is saying to us, to you, and to me, to speak the Word of God and to do miracles and wonders in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Holy Spirit. That's why people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because He might have another plan than the plan that I have, my five-year plan. My five-year plan is gone. I only have a plan for today. And you know what? Even if that plan is wrong, I want what the Holy Spirit has for us today, not tomorrow, today. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, send out people who will preach your word in word and in sacrament. Send out people who love you and know you and want to do what you want them to do. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.